Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sitting there, our toes all muddy. The first kiss was sweeter than honey.
Hi. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Let's bring some sunshine into your day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, where nothing says good morning like squatty potty. I don't know why that came into my mind, but it just did. It was just sort of there. You know what I mean? The people are talking today about President Obama picking a Marine to chair the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Joseph Dunford Jr. Was chosen to take over the job as top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan. Is it what normally has been the tradition? The Marines, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. Has there ever been a Coast Guard admiral who was the chief of the Joint Chiefs? And what does that job do anyway? What's so important to being chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? So what does that mean? What do they do? And why is it important? 888-302-3684. Anybody got a judgment on that? The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military official, not in line to be the president. So why is it's the president, right? The vice president, secretary of state. Those are the three top officers in the line of succession. So why is there such attention paid to who is the chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? And in a society that is notably military, that notably pays attention to the people who put on a uniform, that notably appreciates, at least the citizens do, the government doesn't. But wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be the government? If I were to interview this guy, I'd want to know, number one, sir, what are you going to do about the Veterans Administration and the continuing mess, even though the news media has gone away because it sees another shiny penny on the street, the Veterans Administration is still a mess. Now, he goes, well, that's not part of what we do in the services. Of course it is, because that's what happens to the men and women that we convince to become servants to our causes, right? Isn't that what they are? I'm not going to use the term slave, but they are servants to the cause. Whatever it is, when you put a uniform on, whatever it is that we ask you to do through the military endeavors or enterprises that we get ourselves involved in, we're asking you to go help. And then when you get out of the service, many times we tell you to go screw if you have a problem. So why wouldn't it be appropriate for this guy to deal with that? Questions, comments, thoughts? First thing that came to my mind when I saw, other than thinking that it's more a ceremonial job and meaningless, like so many of the other things that are sort of brassy in the military, the really important people in the military are the people who go out and do our bidding for us. People who have a gun, or they understand how to use weaponry, or they understand how to make a boat get from point A, or a ship from point A to point B. I remember first learning about Dwight Eisenhower as a youngster when he was running for president, and thinking he was a wonderful man. I don't know why I thought that. I think because I don't know anything about him being a war hero. I just knew that I liked his looks, and I loved his buttons. I like Ike. I was 6 years old. I thought that was the coolest thing, seeing people wear those buttons. I like Ike. I didn't know who Ike was, but I liked Ike because I thought that was cool as a kid in first grade. All right, so what do we know about the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Kenny?
There doesn't appear to have ever been anyone from the Coast Guard.
No, okay.
Mostly Army.
Yeah.
9 from the Army, 4 from the Air Force, 4 from the Navy, 1 from the Marines.
Yeah, that's what is unusual about this guy being there. What do we know about this guy? Is he, so he was in command of, didn't he succeed, Petraeus in Afghanistan? No. No, because Petraeus was long gone before that. I'm trying to remember who was there before. I remember meeting the guy who was in charge in Iraq when I went over there. And I was quite impressed with him. Big, tall guy. I wish I could remember his name. He was very, he gave you confidence that he knew what he was doing. So anyway, this is a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking, but in appointing this guy to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, what does that mean? Those jobs smell like political jobs to me. Yes, no?
He's supposed to be the main military advisor to the president.
Ah, okay. That's it. Main military advisor. I'm reminded of any number of movies or television shows when you see the war room. And most of the people who are in uniform differ from the politicians. There's always a big fight as to what to do. And the militarists are just that. They're portrayed as these guys who are ready to push the button. Let's kill them all. Right? You have noticed that in any of the movies or TV shows, the guys in uniform are always meant to be or portrayed as these bloodthirsty curs who can't wait to go to war.
Right.
Right? Isn't that pretty much... And I don't know that they're all like that, frankly. I didn't think... from what I read about Eisenhower after the fact, he was close to being a pacifist. And if I'm not mistaken, he grew up as a Quaker, didn't he? Do I remember that about Eisenhower? No, Nixon. Nixon grew up as a Quaker. It wasn't Eisenhower. But we, I don't know. There's so much attention paid to military stuff in our country. It's just all about war and...
Well, look at how much war, the word war is used in our society in general.
Yeah.
There's a war on drugs.
Yep.
There's a war
failure.
On crime.
There's, yeah, that's a failure.
But a cupcake war.
Yeah, right. Hostess
wars.
Yeah, cola wars, right. It's the verbiage that we have. Yeah. We got to kill the competition, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coke kills Pepsi. It's pretty distracting. And one wonders why... It is that we make those choices. Yeah, good question. Do you know who Richard Overton is? I was talking about him a few minutes ago. Didn't have a lot of time for him, so I thought we'd pay attention to him. Considered to be the oldest living veteran in the United States. 109. Mighty fine, so he says. There was an event that was sponsored by Mighty Fine Burgers in Austin. Plenty of friends and family showed up at his birthday party. Neighbor hosting it in her yard.
He's smoking a cigar.
I know. Look at him.
Cutie pie.
He's the coolest neighbor on the planet, said the lady who put on the barbecue for him over the weekend. He's so much fun. He always has the best stories. I feel honored. What he's done for this country, for our community. He's an incredible individual. And I'm honored to be here. He got some honors from the president, honors from the mayor of Austin, 109 years old, seen 11 presidents, two world wars, 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote. And he grew up in Austin, which is twice the size, or it's doubled its size five times during his lifetime. Austin's I drove through there on our way back from California. I hadn't been in Austin, actually, before.
What'd
I can
you
remember
think?
Anyway. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it because it was nighttime.
Oh, and that'll happen.
Yeah. But just the fact that we pay attention to this fellow, would we pay attention to him being 109 if he were not a veteran? He's 109. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. But he's a veteran. I would like to talk to him about not only what service, I'm sure there are plenty of articles about it, Kenny, here and there, but how he was treated by the VA, if he had any problems and if they were dealt with properly. I would like to know that. Not necessarily right at this moment, but just in a manner of speaking. Our society does funny things with age. You notice that? There is a reason to respect somebody if they get to be 109. Oh, yeah, let's pay attention to this old dude. But when you're
if they're 60 or 70,
right? Wait a minute. Careful about how you
obsolete.
Go.
Yeah. Well, unless you have your own radio show, of course.
Right, and I'm hardly obsolete. But
in our society,
yeah, 80s. What is it considered? You're considered old now when you're in your 90s, I think, late 80s, 90s.
But I mean, if you're out of work and you want to get back into the workforce, and you're in your 60s or 70s,
and you're my age, forget it. Unless you create your own business, start your own thing. Yeah, not going
to happen.
Try and
get in it to Google.
Right, yeah.
What have you seen the new show Happy-ish?
No.
It's hilarious.
Is it like Black-ish, only happy?
It's only Happy-ish. It's Happy-ish. Happy adjacent.
Uh-huh.
But a man, middle-aged, dealing with the younger generation in an advertising company or a tech startup or something like that. And it's fantastic. Yeah.
Advertising agencies haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
Don't have a clue. Unless they spend money talking about...
advertising on the Doug Steffen Show.
Spotty potties, squatty potties. Remember the old commercial, nothing says lovin' like something from the oven in Pillsbury?
Yeah, that's gross.
All right. Nothing says lovin'.
That's where you're going with
then
this.
Then the gift of a complete elimination opportunity. Give your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day this year, and she will thank you for it after the fact. Squatty potty. So this squatty potty that he developed for his mother works so well that the family decided that they would go into business and make this something that's available to the rest of the world. So they've done it. Squatty potty allows you to squat fully and relax your colon. By the way, this is not just for women, even though we're talking about it adjacent to Mother's Day. This is for everybody. Easier and more complete elimination is good for the whole family. Squatty potty engineered so that you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. For a limited time, text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, to 511-511 and get a special coupon to save 20% off the order. The only way you can save 20% is to text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511 and give a squatty potty to your mom for Mother's Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Today, Onoma has done what they said could not be done.
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chan Ho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Fake green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff.
and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years! Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
All right, you want to see something that's really gross?
Sure.
Go to DougStefan.com and look at that picture of that piranha that's there. A piranha was caught in Lake Bentonville, according to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Lake Bentonville is around Bentonville, Arkansas, headquarters for Walmart. I don't know whether you can draw a conclusion from this or not, but it's up to you. A woman posted pictures of this piranha on a public Facebook page. She told the news media her friend Roger caught the fish. She said he caught the fish making it... he thought it was a large perch. Ah! Ooh.
Did it bite anybody?
I don't know. They are horrible looking things.
Well, not to each other.
Apparently, the Army Corps of Engineers finds piranhas in local lakes often. People will dump their aquariums when they're tired of taking care of fish. Piranhas are not dangerous to swimmers when they're found in the lake because the cold water temperatures make them sluggish and non-aggressive. Wasn't there a scene?
So they'll just snack on you?
I'm not sure about that. What was the scene in that horrible movie that was filmed in Lake Havasu? There were two of them, as a matter of fact. The water had become loaded with piranhas, I think. It was a stupid movie. Anybody out there remember?
Was it called Piranha?
It may have been.
There is a movie.
There's a movie
Piranha.
Called Piranha. No, I know there is. Yeah. Right. Is that like Shark? What is that? Sharknado.
Sharknado.
So we could have Piranha-nado.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not.
There are so many spinoffs.
Yes, there are. Yeah. There are a lot of spinoffs. Let's see here. Names in the news. David Goldberg apparently slipped off a treadmill at a resort, struck his head. Fellow that was CEO of SurveyMonkey, an online survey business, married to Sheryl Sandberg, who is an executive at Facebook. That's a horrible way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, just practice head.
51 after.